Hi, my name's Tom Frana. I'm president and CEO of Vion Corporation. With me today is Carl Fulp, vice president and chief technology officer for Vion Corporation. Carl, as we look at technologies, the vendors are all trying to outdo one another with being the next greatest thing in technology. How much effort does that require on our part to track the technology that's coming to market?
That's an interesting question. It's a huge effort. It probably won't come as much of a surprise, but every supplier, every vendor I talk to is convinced they have the best product in the marketplace. And in some cases they do. But it takes a lot of effort, particularly with emerging technology, to track whether that vendor is getting traction in the marketplace. So it's a constant keeping up with Gartner reports, IDC reports, any other means that we can gather to keep track of exactly how much traction these suppliers are getting with our customers.
When you talk traction, there are corporations known to have the best marketing organization around technology, and you have other corporations that are known for having the best technology, but marketing is lacking. Which one really grabs the end user's mindset?
I'd like to think, having somewhat of an engineering background, I'd like to think that the best technical solution always wins, but that's not necessarily the case. Often it's the organization that's best at marketing, but even then, that isn't a guarantee of success. So often if you've got a product that is really worthwhile, and you can market it in the marketplace to where you get early traction, early adoption of that product, then that product is often the one that seems to take off. Now, if you're marketing a product that is lackluster, then everyone figures out after a while that your marketing is better than your technology, and the adoption rate slows down. In my ideal world, the best technology would always win, but that just isn't the case.
If we look at the marketplace over the last 5 years for sure, probably the last 10 years, there has been a buying frenzy by major corporations. So they have developed their own technology to a degree, but then they go buy technology to fill in their blanks. Mm-hmm. So you have good technology that all of a sudden gets gobbled up by a larger vendor.
Yes.
In that sense, how hard is it to track up-and-coming technology that all of a sudden disappears into a large corporation?
Well, usually what happens, I mean, there are obviously companies who are looking to grow their presence in the marketplace through acquisition. And it depends upon the company and the technology. If technology has merit, obviously a company is going to acquire that and then wrap that in within the fold of the rest of their product offerings. So ideally what you do is you see a good technology, good product get acquired by a larger company, enveloped into their portfolio, or somehow melted into an existing product. So do you lose track sometimes of the original product as it gets acquired through a large company and gets embedded within some other core technology? Yes, but it's a challenge. But I have a group of product managers whose sole focus is to keep track of what's happening in the marketplace, and that's what they do.
As that group of individuals that work for you that track the marketplace for Vion and for our customer set, what is the key component or key structure that they're focused on most of the time?
I'm not sure I know what you mean, Tom.
Are they focused on the technology at hand? Are they focused on the solution set at hand? Or are they focused 18 months out at whatever the next great solution is going to be?
All of the above. Now, I have a core group of product managers who are focused on pure technology and infrastructure to provide customers. I have another group of product managers that are very close to customers and understanding their application needs. But the combination of them are focused on what's next and looking forward at the next 18 months. But you got to do both. You've got to be keenly aware of what's happening in the marketplace around technology, but you also have to be up to speed on how the customers use that technology. Is this the right solution set to address this particular customer's needs? So you've got to do both. You've got to look at the technology and the applications.
If you look at something like virtualization, it didn't exist 10 years ago.
That's true.
Is there something that is just over the horizon that we have an inkling that it's coming that's going to change the dynamics of the IT environment?
Virtualization is kind of interesting. So my initial response to your question was that virtualization didn't exist 10 years ago. Actually, it did. Actually, it existed in the mainframe era. Not to the point in which virtualization is now being deployed on top of commodity servers. That's a different whole ball of wax there. But in terms of something new on the horizon, is these new solutions focused around software. Software-defined networks, software-defined data center, where software is taking on an even more key role than it does, and that your solution is software, and software manages commodity hardware to provide an overall solution set for you. So what's really just over the horizon is the rapid adoption of software-based solutions running on commodity hardware to provide network solutions or data center management type solutions.
For the uninitiated, does that have, if you look at an iPhone or an iPad today, there are thousands, could be 100,000 applications that exist for that technology today. Is that same proliferation going to occur in the more data-centric focused environment?
That's an interesting question. I was going to say evolution, but perhaps it's a revolution, and that anybody can develop their own applications and put it in the App Store and have widespread adoption of their applications is miraculous. In terms of that happening at an enterprise level, it's a lot more complex to design an enterprise application than it is an application to keep track of your travel or something like that. So while there are some vendors who are venturing into that marketplace to provide, quote, an application store or software applications that users can easily choose, that's happening, but not at the pace in which it happens in consumer-type products.
You mentioned Oracle and SAP. In the sense of the tens of thousands, 100,000 applications that are out there for telephones, for iPhones, and for the iPad, does SAP or Oracle continually check that environment to see what can be transferred from the lower level application set into their application set?
Yeah, I don't think I can answer that for you, Tom. I don't have the answer.
Okay.
I mean, I could, we're going to edit this out, no doubt. But I could posit that Oracle does that, but I don't know that they do. So okay. I probably should not answer that question. You stumped me.
Not the intent. This was not to stump the expert. Let me get my train of thought back here. If we look at a limited budget that the federal and public sector marketplaces have, not that commercial environments don't have limited budgets, but budgets are being cut in the federal government market space. Does IT end up playing a more important role as budgets get cut, or does the IT budget get cut as well?
I think the smart IT group ends up playing an even greater role, because what they do is they start to recognize or start to realize that they need to gain greater efficiency from the IT effort. And with that in mind, they should look at solutions like converged infrastructure. They should look at solutions that require them less effort for them to deploy. So that really requires IT groups to get smarter about how they do things. I think an interesting answer that Vion has to address that need is our capacity services acquisition model. No longer can customers afford to pay fully for the acquisition up front. There's a greater need to pay as you go. And I think Vion's been a pioneer in that effort within the federal government. And I think probably more important than anything else that we have to offer is that acquisition strategy to a customer. That customer can then take any product we have in our portfolio, any solution we have in our portfolio, and pay for it as they go. And that's how, in times of sequestration and other budget constraints, they make the most effective use of their money.
I appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.